There was once a great yeshiva of Volozhin, and they happened to have an opening for the head rabbi of the academy. So they went through the search process, and they found two final candidates that were both ke'onim, scholarly, well-known rabbis, and they didn't know what to do. And so right before the High Holy Days, they convened a communal meeting, and it happened that the Magid of Vilna was in that community, and he stood up at the meeting, and he said, "This Shabbat, this coming Shabbat, is the Parsha of Vayeshev." Now the people in the community looked stunned, because everybody knew that the Parsha of Vayeshev is read after the High Holidays, and in fact, at that moment, they were in the book of Devarim, the book of Deuteronomy. And he said, "Hold on, I'm not mistaken, and I'll tell you why." He said, "Every week at my shul, I give a sermon. And in that sermon, I compare the good people and the bad people." And he began from the beginning of Bereishit. He said, "There's Cain and there's Abel. There's Noah and the evil people of the world. There's Yitzchak and there's Yishmael. There's Abraham and there's Lot. There's Yaakov and there's Esav. There's the sons of Yaakov and the sons of Shechem." And then he said, when you get to the Parsha of Vayeshev, you get to Joseph and his brothers. And he said, it's very difficult to distinguish who are the tzaddikim, who are the righteous in that Parsha. And he said, at this moment of this communal gathering, that's the problem we have. How do we decide between two tzaddikim to lead our community? Well, something happened in that community where there were travelers going through the town of Volozhin, and it was on a public fast day, and they came to the rabbi, both of them, and they said, "What do we do? We're so tired, we cannot fast." Now, one of the candidates always took the strict interpretation of the Torah, while the other rabbi took the strict interpretation for himself, but when a problem came to him, he always found a lenient solution. So instead of telling these travelers anything, the second candidate prepared a great feast for these travelers on a fast day and said the mitzvah of hachnasat orchim, welcoming people into the community, at this moment is greater than that mitzvah of a public fast day. In essence, he made those people relevant. The parsha we read this week, Ekev, is translated as "if." If we observe God's mitzvot, then blessings will abound. But Ekev can be translated differently. It can mean heel, like the heel of my foot. And Rashi translates Ekev to mean if we observe the commandments that we ordinarily trample over with our heel, only then will blessings abound. Shabbat, Yom Kippur, shaking the lulav, those are the big mitzvot. In essence, Rashi though is saying, keep it simple and find the simple things and make the simple things relevant and matter. This past Thursday, we lost a giant in our Jewish community, Leonard Fine, the social scientist and great thinker, who passed away. And in 2008, he wrote an article in the Jewish Forward entitled "The Fanfare of the Little Man." And in that, he asked the same question as Ekev. He said, most of us are pretty well educated, we're politically active, we're active in our community, but at the end of the day, can we make a difference? Because most of us think that we're just irrelevant. We can own our own biography, but can we change the tides of destiny? And he writes in this article a list. And he writes a list of the little people. He said the tens of thousands of names that we will never know, whose words change how we think, and the marches they march changed how we live in this world. And he concludes the article with the words of the great philosopher Nietzsche, who says one must still have chaos in oneself in order to give birth to a dancing star. And so this Shabbat, let it be our bracha, let it be our blessing, that we find the simple, ordinary mitzvot in our Torah that allows that chaos in ourselves to give birth to a dancing star, to remind us that we are relevant and that we have an important task to do here on this earth. Shabbat Shalom.